From our New York studios up in Harlem. You got any snow yet?
We had a little dusting yesterday, yeah. You know, but in New York City, more coming today, but nothing that's sticking.
Let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Listen, infant mortality rates among African-American women remains high. We talked about this again and again. Now, to the rescue are something called baby cafes, which are becoming really popular places across the U.S. and around the world. It's a place, Tom, that encourages new moms to breastfeed and get the support to be the best mothers they can be. I'm going inside her story with Reverend Diane Holt, who is the director of the Baby Cafe in Durham Central City in Buffalo, New York. Good morning, Dr. Holt. I mean, Reverend Holt.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Really well. So glad to talk to you. I find this this story really fascinating. How do you actually encourage more mothers to breastfeed when they come to your place?
You know what I found out, Jackie, that when people know better, they do better. Mm-hmm. So once we get them there, it's really extremely difficult to get them to leave.
Oh, really? That's a good thing.
The hard part is getting young moms, well, I really shouldn't say young mothers because our mothers run from the age of 14 to 44. Mm-hmm. And some are married, some are not. And when they come and we go through the educational piece, they sit there and they listen with bated breath.
So what's the environment like there? Is it set up like an actual cafe? Is it, you know, are there just mothers sitting around breastfeeding, watching television, listening to music? Stop it, Jay. You know, what's the environment like for someone who might be thinking about coming there? What's the atmosphere like?
I sort of based it on soul food, you know, how Grandma's Kitchen is the safe place.
Uh-huh. Right.
So we set up a table. We serve a full course dinner meal, so mom does not have to cook. She's invited to bring any supportive system that she has with her, so she can bring her siblings, her husband, her boyfriend, or whosoever. And we teach. And yes, if a mother desires to breastfeed her baby, she can either cover or she can go into an area that we have, or we have some moms who just throw a little blanket over and breastfeed right there
in the baby area.
Cafe.
Mm-hmm. Now, yes, just so people understand the need for a place like this, what are some of the things that keep mothers from breastfeeding, especially mothers, you know, in inner city areas?
In the inner city area, first of all, it's very difficult to get the word out to them, especially when you don't have like a massive advertising system set up. So it's by word of mouth.
Wow.
And we've at this current date have seen 206, yay be good, 206
good
mothers.
Luck,
and because there's been multiple births, we have a total of 215 babies that have come through our baby cafe.
Wow.
And what's now, the discussion? What kind of discussion are you having with them regarding breastfeeding and caring for their children and in this welcoming environment?
Well, we do research. We canvass them as to what are some of the subject areas that they need to be educated in. And we do CPR and first aid. We do domestic violence. And I don't do that myself. I bring in professionals from the outside to do it. Emergency.
You also help them, Reverend Holt, come up with a birthing plan or a mothering plan, something like you have them plan out. Talk about that.
That's for our pregnant mothers. Our pregnant mothers, when they come in, everybody doesn't know that you can set up your own birthing plan prior to going into the hospital. You can ask your doctor to delay clamping of the umbilical cord, which gives that baby the extra needed iron from the placenta to go into the baby. So if they delay clamping for about 3 to 5 minutes, that basically helps prevent anemia in children.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so think part of Buffalo.
Pardon me?
What part of Buffalo are you in?
The inner city, Buffalo, New York. We're downtown, Durham Memorial, Amy Zion Church. We're in the Outreach Center.
And what's the weather like there now?
Actually, it's about 35 degrees here.
What?
We've got very little
that's
snow this
weather
year.
For Buffalo, player.
That's warm for Buffalo.
Yeah, that's warm.
Now, you all operate with a grant?
Yes. We The original grant was from the CDC, Center for Disease and Control and Prevention. We received money from them to set up, to buy all the startup equipment that we needed. But as we grew, you know, of course, things changed. And we were also given a stipend in that money to pay our certified lactation counselors. We're just not Joe Blow who walks in. We're all certified.
Joe Blow.
Oh, my God.
I'm really messing up with Jay.
No, Jay, you know, she raised a comedian, Jay, so she knows how to deal with you people.
I did.
Steve Wilson, the co-host on D.L. Hughley's radio show.
This is
his mom.
That's my
oldest son. Yes.
So she knows how to deal with foolishness.
I just saw Steve at the Image Awards Friday night.
Yeah.
Yes, he told me. He tells me everything. Yes, he told me. I am so excited.
Does he come and volunteer at the Baby Cafe?
Yeah, does Steve
actually
participate?
No, he does not volunteer at the Baby Cafe.
What?
But he volunteers at our soup kitchen.
But he does send you money.
He does do the soup kitchen.
And
that's true.
And he does donate, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Okay, good son.
Now, do you all need support? Do you need
money,
donations and items for your cafe? How can people help?
Yes, we need the money that we have is designated by the granting people for specific things that they, and we thank them for that they feel that the Baby Cafe needs. We need advertising money. We need big ticket items like that. Educational tools for teaching anatomically correct birthing procedure. Mm-hmm. And so
what is so funny about it?
I can't help but I can't do anything but apologize, Reverend Holt. I mean,
how about that? I can help out.
He thinks breastfeeding is the funniest thing.
No, please. It's
He's
natural.
A lot like Steve. It's natural. I can't.
Do you think Mary made a bottle for Jesus?
No.
I don't think so.
She did not.
No,
I don't think I don't think Jay was breastfed, and that is the perfect, that's the best advertising you can have.
I wasn't, but I made up for it. Shut up, Jackie. Just shut up.
What about Steve?
Listen.
Oh, my God.
Of course he was breastfed.
Steve was breastfed, Reverend?
Yes, he was.
Of course he was. That's why he's such a great guy. So where can we find out more about your Baby Cafe?
We have a Facebook page called Garden of Stewardship.
Okay. Garden Stewardship?
Garden of Stewardship. G-A-R-D-E-N of Stewardship. And
okay.
If you go to that page, I will post some items that we need, either the monies to purchase, or if somebody want to purchase them, they can send it to us.
All
Reverend
right.
Holt, thank you. Post it on my page,
query.
Too.
That sucks.
Okay, I will post it on your page as well.
Hug
thank
neck.
You.
Thank you.